We're going to start out, though, by talking with New York comedian Joe Firestone, who spent her pandemic a little bit differently than most. She started teaching a comedy workshop to senior citizens. In the new special called Good Timing, which is premiering this Friday on the NBC streaming service Peacock, Joe introduces her senior students to the world. Culture Shift's Ryan Patrick Cooper talked with Joe to find out more about her brand new special.
I'm Joe Firestone, and I'm a comedian based in New York, and I am one of the executive producers of this special, Good Timing.
So this is pretty much like the comedy workshop we do on Zoom, but it's going to be in person, and we're going to do a show in 4 days.
We must do our exercises.
You're going to go through the curtain, and you're going to grab this microphone.
I want to thank you all for coming to my bar mitzvah.
The man goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, you have to stop masturbating. He goes, why? Because I'm trying to examine you.
Thank you all for being here. Has anyone been to a 2 p.m. comedy show before?
Oh my God.
My wife left me recently.
He's so nice.
Life is a performance.
Then there was my head surgery.
My boss never sees this. I'm dead.
Laughter is like food you put in your body.
I would like to be funny, but not in an artificial way, you know? Genuinely funny.
I think that you are genuinely funny.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
You're the first person who's ever told me that.
How did you find yourself teaching a class like this in the first place?
Well, with comedy, you sometimes have jobs and sometimes don't. And so this was started at a time where I did not have a job at the time or in the foreseeable future. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll teach a class. That'll be fun to get to know some new people. And I started teaching it 2 weeks before or 3 weeks before the pandemic hit in person at Greenwich House, which is like a local organization here in New York. And then the pandemic came upon us. And so then we took it to Zoom. And it was kind of nice because then it kind of opened it up to people, not just in the neighborhood, but in Queens and the Bronx and Florida and, you know, all these different places that in Brooklyn, like they might not necessarily have been there for it. And so it kind of expanded the class a little bit. And so now it's like a weekly class. We meet every Monday, and yeah, it's about 24 people that show up every week. And eight of them had Pride, so they didn't do the special. And so yeah, that's what happened.
Had you done anything like this before?
Yeah, I've taught classes before. Yeah, I've like taught classes at hospitals and senior centers and that kind of thing before. And so this felt like something familiar, but obviously every group is different. And this was definitely a different group. And the group has become quite close, which is really nice.
Could you just say your name and how old you are?
Ziggy Susser, 71.
Barbara Bova, 72, soon to be 73.
My name is Alex Elias.
And Richard Marshall. She says to me, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody your age.
You could say, generally speaking. Generally speaking.
Generally speaking, 100.
How is this group different to you than other senior groups that you've worked with in the past?
Well, it's like, some people are more experienced comedians and some people are kind of new to it. This is like the first time they've exposed themselves to comedy and performing. And so, you know, it's like the group is mixed in terms of experience and age-wise. It's kind of, there's like a 20-year difference between some of them. But they're all just like very, like all of their senses of humor are very different from each other. They're all very unique. And so we hoped with the special to kind of highlight each person as a unique sense of humor and personality. And yeah, that's what we were hoping to do with it.
Did you have an expectation of what it would be like to teach senior citizens comedy? And what did that end up being when you actually got there?
Well, I think that when I started teaching, I was like hoping to come up with like prompts and exercises that would like spark stuff, and which might be different from people in my generation, what people in my generation think about a lot, or have a lot of jokes about might be different. And so I tried to cater the exercises to an older population, but then I kind of learned through our exercises and our classes that like what they really liked was different than what I expected. And they're a lot bluer than I had thought they would be, and a lot more interested in New York City politics. It's a very politically engaged group of people.
That is one of the big stereotypes that I think gets broken in this special, is just how raunchy these senior citizens are.
Yeah, they're pretty raunchy, yeah.
So what does everybody prefer if you had the choice? Food jokes or sex jokes?
Food? Did you say food?
Yeah. Food, okay?
Sex.
Okay.
Food.
Okay.
Food. Sex.
Orlando, you have not voted.
No, I go for sex jokes.
Okay. Barbara, you got one?
I got one, a quick one, and then I need help with the second.
Okay.
Two peanuts were in a bar. One was assaulted.
One was a what?
Assaulted.
Two penises?
Peanuts. Oh. Peanuts. So the other one is that if you get locks in the morning, a pop will freeze you at night. The soda pop will locks bagel in the morning, freezer pop at night. I told you it needs work.
Okay. Well, anybody have any anything to add about bagels and locks or freezer pops?
Oh, well, I say I tried to push it up to get the lid, but it went back down.
Oh, that is good. That's it.
When the cook made a cheeseburger, I told him I needed a hamburger, and he said, do something with the cheeseburger. So I threw it at him.
Is that a glad to see me in your pocket?
Making sex on a Sunday is a bad choice.
Sex makes my hair curly.
A good pastrami sandwich is as good as an orgasm.
The other thing that happens is that, you know, that generational divide you were thinking about, it really doesn't exist. And I know that Bibi, she kind of talks about that.
What makes you laugh?
Oh, just about anything, because I love to see the funny in things for myself.
Do you just kind of, you just see humor in every day?
You know, you have to. In some ways, it's a survival strategy. If you can't find humor in life, that's very sad. And you have been just great. And I envy your grandparents to have somebody. I'm serious. There's no decades between us, even though there should be. But the decades don't exist when you're here.
And that was one of the, I don't know, sweet things about this special is kind of forgetting about age as you watch it.
Oh, I'm glad that's what you get out of it. Yeah, they're all like, they have so much energy and they are all like so willing to learn and kind of explore this new side of themselves. And it's, yeah, it just feels like a bunch of people doing a comedy show. And it's, yeah, and that's what it is.
Have they seen this special yet?
Nope, they have not seen it. They're seeing it for the first time on Friday when it comes out. And yeah, I hope they like it. I really hope, but who's to say?
What have your students said to you about what this class has ended up meaning to them?
I'm not sure if I can speak for them, but I will say they keep coming back. So like that much I know is that they keep showing up. So like I take that as like a sign that they're getting something out of it, right? Because like at this point, they don't have to keep coming to this Zoom class, right? There are things that are opening up a bit and, you know, it's not the most convenient time and yet they keep showing up at the Zoom. So they must be getting something out of it.
I love that. I really enjoyed Good Timing so much, Joe, and I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me about it.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you watched it and I'm glad to hear you enjoyed it.